now we've got a question for you. This show is all about, you know, archaeology. We're searching for the truth behind Odysseus's island of Ithaca. So we have a bit of an archaeological question for you, Chris. And it's from Paul, who's in New Zealand, and it's about carbon dating. And he says, if a carbon atom is in existence at the beginning of the Earth and spends some of its time in bacteria, then fish, then animals and so on, and then it gets into a tree and, for example, into furniture, and then we try and carbon date the furniture, aren't we just carbon dating, you know, bacteria? How does it really work?
Ah, well, the key to carbon dating is that the carbon isn't the carbon that's been on Earth ever since the Earth was formed. The carbon that's involved in carbon dating is carbon that's been newly made. And where that comes from is when radiation from the sun hits the Earth's atmosphere, it interacts with nitrogen, and nitrogen-14 has a neutron added to it, and it becomes carbon-14. That's radioactive carbon. This then circulates in the atmosphere, and because that process is happening at roughly the same rate continuously, the amount of carbon that's carbon-14 in the atmosphere is roughly continuous. Most of it ends up in the atmosphere as carbon dioxide, so you have 14C carbon dioxide. Plants then pick that up in their process of photosynthesis and they turn it into sugar. You then eat the plant. So all the time that you're alive, you're gaining radioactive carbon in your body, which you incorporate into your body. And the level that you end up with in your body will be roughly constant because you're taking it in at a roughly constant rate from the environment. So the ratio of radioactive to non-radioactive carbon should be the same all the time you or a plant are alive.
So when you're metabolising, basically.
Exactly. But then when you die, you stop adding new carbon-14 to your body, but the carbon 14 you've already got starts to break down because it's radioactive. The half-life is about 5,500 years or so. So when you find an ancient specimen, all you have to do is to compare how many carbon-14 atoms are in it to the number of carbon-12 atoms, the ratio, and that tells you how long it was since it was last alive, and this gives you a ballpark figure for its age.
And that's assuming that the production of carbon-14 and incorporation is the same now as it was thousands and thousands of years ago.
Scientists have to make that assumption, but it's presumed to be a fairly reasonable and accurate way to do it, yeah. So that's basically how carbon dating works. In fact, the guy we have to credit is Willard Libby, who discovered it in the 1940s, got the Nobel Prize for it, actually.
Very smart chap.